This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Getting closer to the holiday season, and you know it's there when you hear the Salvation Army red kettles and the bells ringing there. Captain Edith Dye, maybe of the Salvation Army in Roseburg, thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate you having us.
So talk about, this is really a busy time for Salvation Army for a lot of reasons.
It is our annual fundraising campaign with the red kettles. Every dollar in a bucket stays local in Douglas County and helps support essential services for families in need.
What kind of services are you providing this time of year?
This time of year, we have our Angel Tree program, which provides gifts to children. 139 families have signed up already. But throughout the year, these dollars help fund the food pantry, rental assistance, utility assistance, transportation, and a wide variety of other services.
And so right now you're trying to raise funds to pay for a lot of this. Talk about sort of the history of the red kettle. How far back does that go?
Oh, my. 1891. Captain Joseph McPhee decided he wanted to have a community meal, but he didn't know how to pay for it. And he noticed people putting coins in a large pot out at the wharf in San Francisco. So he found another ferry terminal and put a large pot with a sign that said, "Keep the pot boiling," and was able to raise enough funds to feed the community.
1891.
And the Salvation Army's been in Roseburg since 1897.
That in itself is amazing, because Roseburg was barely here then in a lot of ways.
Exactly, but Captain George Plumstead opened the work here that year.
Wow, that's incredible. So as you begin, folks will see these red kettles around a number of locations, right? How soon does that start?
Absolutely. We started Saturday with Walmart. Walmart has been a major supporter this year, letting us come in a little early to ring bell and to put up the angel trees for toy collection. And then we started at Bi-Mart on Monday, the 18th, and we will have a kettle outside of Fred Meyer's the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. And so folks, as they're out shopping, can put their change in there, et cetera. And I imagine, given the way things have kind of shifted in some ways, that there's got to be like a virtual online kettle option.
Oh, my, yes. There is roseburg.salvationarmy.org on the internet, and you can make a donation that will stay right here in Douglas County.
Well, and I know sometimes, though, people, if they're shopping, they see the red kettle out there, and maybe they're working on debit card, you know, normally, et cetera. But sometimes I've seen folks in front of me in line actually get $5 or $10 back in change, so they have something to donate.
Absolutely. There is also a QR code on our signs that you can click with your phone and make a donation that way.
My gosh, this is a little high tech.
It is getting a little high tech.
Wow. So you are starting kind of the official part of your campaign with an event on Friday, right?
Absolutely. In front of the Douglas County Courthouse, we're calling it First Ring. 9 o'clock on the morning of the 22nd, we'll be out with some little bells and cookies and hot chocolate, and we're giving our advisory board members a chance to ring the first official bells of the season.
So right out in front of the courthouse, then?
Right out in front of the courthouse.
So people could stop by, or if they work nearby, come by and already contribute there.
Absolutely. We'll have a kettle out and a little program and maybe even some singing.
Wow. I wonder if you could get, I was going to say, you might have public officials there. I'm not sure they should sing. We'll just leave that right there. They're probably better qualified people in most cases to do that. Okay. So around the area, you've got the three locations that you're going to be at. And that's basically, is it a certain number of hours a day, or does it kind of vary?
Actually, we ring from 9 to 6, and if anybody is interested in being a volunteer bell ringer, they can go to registertoring.com and sign up. That shows the available sites, and it offers two-hour shifts.
All right, a good option for people if they want to help out, or maybe even a service club or something like that.
Absolutely. Sometimes the giving doesn't have to be the coins in the bucket. It's your time and talent.
All right. So a lot going on. I'm sure you guys are already very busy with this, because I mean, the need is definitely there. It's been a rough year for a lot of people, and probably you're encountering some folks that aren't normally in need that are this year.
Absolutely. Over the last year, we've had 4,237 services provided in food alone through the food pantry. That's just food.
And how much up is that from the previous year?
About 1,000.
Wow. So about 25% increase there. Definite need there. Some folks have found themselves in tougher financial situations or layoffs or whatever. So an opportunity for those who have got the extra to help out to do that. Again, the event on Friday?
First Ring, the 22nd, Friday at 9 a.m.
All right. Captain Edith Dimaby of the Salvation Army in Roseburg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.